From Spark and Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Pear, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pear was a small kid. They moved like a hummingbird, quick and light. Pear wore a bright orange vest with soft cream stripes. It looked like a tiny dojo uniform. A small cube charm hung from a chain around their neck. It was a perfect tiny 2x2 cube. Pear always carried a special card, too. It had three strange symbols on it. Pear loved the 2x2 cube more than anything. Some people called it a pocket cube. Others just called it a baby 3x3. But Pear knew better. The 2x2 was its own puzzle. It had its own secrets. Pear often said, 2x2 has its own rules. Small cubes, small methods. This was Pear's big lesson. The 2x2 Rubik's Cube might be small, but it was not just a simpler version of the bigger 3x3 cube. It needed its own special way to solve it, a way that fit its size. Pear called this the Ortega Method plus 2x2 specialty. It was the Cuban craft of knowing that small cubes deserve small methods. The Ortega Method was a smart, three-step plan just for the 2x2. It used only about 15 special moves. The bigger 3x3 cube needed more than 78 special moves for its best method. Pear's craft taught that the size of the puzzle really matters. A method made for the 2x2 works much better on a 2x2. It's better than trying to use a method from a 3x3. Every puzzle should have its own best way to solve it. Pear often said, "I am Pear. I teach the Ortega Method plus 2x2 specialty. My big idea is 2x2 has its own rules. Small cubes, small methods." A 2x2 isn't just a baby 3x3, Pear would add. It's a different puzzle. It needs a different best way.
One sunny afternoon, a kid named Alex was in the main dojo. He sat on a mat, frowning at a small 2x2 cube. Alex was good at the 3x3. He could solve it super fast. But the 2x2? It was giving him trouble. He kept trying to use his 3x3 method on it. He'd solve one side, then get stuck. His fingers flew, but the cube just spun. "Ugh," Alex groaned. He tossed the 2x2 onto the mat. It bounced once. "This thing is impossible. It's just a tiny 3x3. Why won't it work?" Pear had been watching from the doorway. They walked over, quiet as a mouse. Alex didn't even notice at first. Pear picked up the tiny cube. They turned it over in their hands. 2x2 has its own rules, Pear said softly. Small cubes, small methods. Alex jumped. He hadn't seen Pear. "Oh, hey, Pear," he mumbled. "This cube is driving me crazy. My 3x3 method just isn't fast enough. My times are like 10 seconds. That's terrible for a 2x2. Pear nodded. "That's because you're using the wrong map for the road." "Wrong map?" Alex asked. He tilted his head.
"Think about it," Pear said. They held up Alex's 2x2. A 2x2 cube has fewer pieces. It has fewer ways it can get mixed up. The big 3x3 has tons of pieces. It has billions and billions of mixes. Alex blinked. "So?" "So, the way you solve a 3x3 is like a giant, super long recipe," Pear explained. "It has steps for all those extra pieces, but the 2x2 doesn't have those extra pieces. Why use a long recipe when a short one will do?" Pear held out the 2x2. "The Ortega method is a short recipe. It's made just for this cube." "But I already know the 3x3 way," Alex argued. "It's basically the same, right?" "It's like trying to use a giant wrench for a tiny screw," Pear said. "It might work, but it's slow, and it's not the best tool." Pear took the scrambled 2x2. "Let me show you." Pear's fingers moved. They were a blur.
"First, you build one face," Pear said. "Any color. You don't even worry if the pieces are twisted the right way yet. Just get all the same color on one side." Click, click, whir. One side of the cube turned solid blue. It took Pear only a second. Next, you orient the opposite face, Pear continued. That means you make sure the pieces on the other side are facing the right way up. There are only 7 ways this can look, so only a few special moves to learn. Pear did another quick series of turns. Whiz, snap. The other side of the cube now had all its pieces facing correctly. They weren't in the right spots yet, but they were upright. Finally, Pear said, you permute both layers. That means you put all the pieces in their correct spots. You do this for both the top and bottom layers, all at the same time. Pear's hands flew one last time. Zzzzup! The cube was solved. It had taken maybe 3 seconds. Alex's jaw dropped.
Whoa, Alex breathed. That was fast.
It's a method made for the puzzle, Pear said. It fits perfectly.
Pear handed the cube back to Alex. Try it. Build one face, then orient the other, then put them all in place. Alex took a deep breath. He scrambled the cube. He tried to remember Pear's moves. He built the first face. It took him a bit longer. Then he tried to orient the opposite side. He fumbled a little, but he got it. Finally, he tried the last step. His fingers moved slowly, carefully. Click, click, click. The cube was solved. Alex looked at the timer on his phone. 7 seconds. Still not 3, but way better than 10. He scrambled it again. This time he was a little faster. 6 seconds, then 5. He was getting it. The moves felt cleaner, more direct.
It works, Alex grinned. It really works. It's so much simpler than trying to force my 3x3 method.
Pear smiled. Method fit matters, Alex. The puzzle has its own ideal method. Find it. Cubix, their mentor, walked by. He had been watching the whole time. He gave a slow, approving nod to Pear. Pear had shown Alex a big truth. Different puzzles need different ways to solve them. It wasn't just about finding a method that worked for you. It was about finding the method that worked best for the puzzle. Pear's lesson was clear. The 2x2 cube wasn't just a toy. It was a puzzle with its own special needs, and Pear was the one who knew all its secrets. Alex grinned, and a warm, glad feeling spread through his chest. The frustration was gone. His shoulders felt loose and light, and holding the little cube now made him feel happy and calm, like he'd made a new friend instead of fighting an enemy.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pear. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.